Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The two things that, for the players, I've got to figure it out, as I think the stipulation should be, you can go do whatever you want to do, but they should bring back the year that you have to sit out. I think that will make people rethink some stuff. For the coaches,
I think that's fair. Why do they have to sit out a year?
Because you had a commitment to this, and you're breaking the commitment. And if it's that important to you, for you to break the commitment, then, all right, it's cool. But you've got a year that you got to sit out, or at least half the next year, or something like that. Maybe not the whole year. But I just don't think you should be able to just jump from school to school without anything. I figured out for the kids, for the coaches, I haven't. They should have some type of penalty too. Whether I think there is maybe a buyout situation.
Well, their penalties are always that they don't serve the kids at all, the young people at all. Mm-hmm. They serve the universities. Mm-hmm. There's buyouts.
Yeah,
like some of them are incredible. Some of them are complete contracts. Mm-hmm. Some of them are contracts plus a percentage. Like some of them are absolutely extraordinary buyouts. And if a donor wants someone. Money ain't gonna faze them.
That's not good enough. I think how I would get them is if you decide to leave during your contract for another opportunity, you lose X amount of scholarships at the new school for a year or so.
Man,
I'll make you think.
That's like
it.
A show cause, right? Yeah. Like if you're gonna hire someone who got in trouble. Your school is going to suffer the ramifications for what that coach did.
Mm-hmm. It'll make everybody think. And like I said,
Antonio Pierce is never coaching college football again. Right. I mean, not anytime soon. His show cause was like 10 years or something.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was that many, but it was something. I've never seen that number applied to a show cause before.
It was 10 years.
That might have been 7. That's the number I was actually thinking. Long, 10 sounded time. Way more dramatic.
Yeah.
That's why I went with it.
But, and this is all pie in the sky. Nobody would ever go for this. But, like, you get there your first year there, you lose two scholarships. If you're signing them while they're under contract somewhere.
Yeah.
Because that's not right either. And there's got to be some type of ramifications for them just up and leaving that way.
Yeah.
Or make them think twice. Some schools will be like, nah, he's that good. Like, we'll take this two scholarship hit and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. None of it will ever happen. Like the kids or the coaches. It's the wild, wild west for life.
North Carolina trying to they crept back into this game.
They did. They were down, I think, like 25.
Yeah, they were down big numbers, but they got to keep it moving. They can't really have wasted possession.
RJ Davis with the steal, spin move and one. No foul.
Oh, they didn't call a foul.
Oh,
are those Kings jerseys out there? What was that? That DeMar DeRozan down there not getting the call? It's 63-59. Ole Miss hasn't scored in nearly 6 minutes.
Wow.
Only 3 minutes left, though. There's a big bucket from Ole Miss. Their first basket in 6 minutes is 65-59. North Carolina can't have any more wasted possessions like they had on the last one.
Mm. Also, there's another PG&E rate hike.
Oh, I'm stunned to find this out. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell True Up is. Why next month I got to pay $2,000.
What is True Up?
It has something to do with your solar. I don't get it. I think solar's a work. I don't even think it's real.
Yeah.
I think all I did was pay a bunch of money to get these stupid panels on my house, and they're always like, these idiots. So, it's going to do something.
A buddy of mine or somebody like that came to talk to us about solar. And it depends on, I think, PG&E or SMUD, who you got, what's going on. And we came away from, he was really cool because he's like, bro, this is not going to help you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cool. I appreciate you letting me, like, explain it. But, like, looking at what you do, what you pay, this is.
Do you have PG&E?
Yeah.
So that's what we have. Mm-hmm. And everyone in Rockland has PG&E. Mm-hmm. Like, and everyone in Rockland has solar. And I understood that the people around you having solar is like another like important component. I'll be honest with you. I don't understand what any of it means. All I know is I moved into this house and every house around me is like 15, 20, 25 panels. I had six. I was like, I don't know who lived here before or if they actually used electricity. But my first 2 months in the house, that bill was like $450. So I called PG&E and I was like, yo, what do these things on my roof even do? And they were like, well, you don't actually have enough of them to like it helps, but it doesn't, you know.
Yeah. So you need to get more.
So I called the people who did the system. I was like, hey, I need to, let me tell you my issue. He was like, okay, I'm gonna build out a system for you. They built it out, did all of the whatever, took 3 months to get approved by Rockland.
Mm.
And now I got a True Up bill for $2,500.
Life is a work.
I'm just gonna sign the check. I'm a dumb bitch. Send it in. Don't hit the dump button. You better not hit the dump button.
Oh, no, I didn't even think of that. I was gonna say be nice to yourself or something.
No, how stupid do you have to be to sign up for something that you don't know what it is? Can someone call and explain solar to me like I'm five?
Somebody please. Because, like I said, the guy that I talked to, bless his heart, he looked at everything. We gave him some numbers. He's like, yeah, this is, I could sell it to you, but I'm just going to be real. Like, this is going to do nothing for you.
You're Michael Scott sending the Nigerian prince money, brother.
When the son of the Nigerian king emails you directly and asks for your help, you help.
And when he tells you to buy solar, you buy solar.
Calling cards of the future, Jesse. I'm just trying to help you.
You got that, Casey?
Yeah, man.
No, you didn't.
Season 5.
It's always season 4 or season 5 with them.
God, I feel stupid.
They're calling for Zabel to clip that. That is a good little... That,
what clip?
That should go on the board.
Which one? Oh.
That should go on the board. That's a good one. That's a classic.
I mean, I don't even write checks anymore, but if I can write a check to PG&E, that's how I will sign it.
What was the last check you wrote? It's been a while for me, too.
Well, it's funny. The pool people called today. They're like, hey, we're filling it with water on Tuesday. So on Monday, the check needs to be waiting for our...
Come on.
Haven't had to pay, like, on site. Like, they're going to ask for the check as they finish the work.
I would tell them.
I'm going to sign, I'm a dumb bitch, and hand it over.
I would tell them, Nah, it's okay. I know how to fill this up myself.
Well, no, the tile's not in
yet.
Oh,
damn.
No, I gotta put the tile.
Damn, I thought that,
that's why they're getting the check on Monday and not on Tuesday.
Oh, man.
So excited to show my sister the pool, but she's actually going to be here for the work because she's here on Monday.
It's about to be lit. The vacation retreat is almost complete.
I'll do a video when everything turns on for the first time. That'll be pretty fire.
The lights and everything. You got a waterfall?
I'm going to be starving. Yeah.
That boy got a waterfall.
Well, you never mentioned you had a waterfall.
That's okay. Crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. That boy got a waterfall.
It is. Like what I really wanted, I wanted the sound of water. Like I love water. So he was like, okay. So it's not a big, like, cascading waterfall. It's just, like, on the slightly elevated part.
It's like, Niagara?
Like, three little... No, what?
Niagara Falls.
No, it's not like Niagara Falls. It's just like...
It's like that right there on the screen.
Wow.
It's just like a little cascade of water out of the elevated spot. Just so I hear that. I just wanted that sound.
You might have to, like... start using that as a vacation spot. Like, start charging people. Like,
that's not a thing.
No, you should.
I am.
Come to the Barling Retreat for.
I am happy that I'll have people in the house this summer because I did. There was a point during the construction where I was sitting out there, like, I am at this studio every day from 11 to 7. Mm. When am I going to use this?
The weekends and when you get home in the summertime.
Boy, that cost per day is brutal.
The morning.
Yeah. What are we doing?
You get
this
up
morning?
Early.
I do.
Yeah, so, you know,
we know.
I saw this guy. There's this video going around of this guy showing his daily routine. You tripping. It's not real. It's not real. Like, he's making it like it's real, but come on, it ain't real. And he get up at 3:30 and is doing all this stuff, working out and everything. From 3:30 to 9:30, he's getting things together, working out, swimming, more workouts, cooking, and then he starts his day.
He does that for 6 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, I read Mark Wahlberg's thing once.
Oh, that was crazy.
I was like, this is what, not real.
Mark's golfing for 25 minutes?
Yeah, Mark's waking up at like, what was he waking up at, like 3 a.m.?
Yeah, like 3 a.m.
Working out and breakfast and golf and meetings and sleeps for like 7 minutes. I was like, this is stupid. This isn't real. Get out of here.
Look, James ain't here. I'm going to find that video. I want you to see it. But it's crazy.
I do like waking up early, but there are somewhat, like yesterday, I was not productive yesterday morning, at least productive outside of, like, I was able to work on the show, but I wasn't, like, I was like, I'm not working out today. Like, I'm awake, but I know I'm not going to go downstairs. I ain't getting that work in. Mm. I'm staying right here. Sprout was right next to me. I'm going to work on this show. Kings had beaten the Cavs. Like, we good.
Now we're not good because the Kings lose to the Bulls.
Well, my workout was trash this morning, so we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't.
Yeah.
We'll come back. I don't know what we're going to talk about when we get back. Maybe it's the Kings. Maybe it's the NBA.
Well, I'll tell you this. We'll have some updates. North Carolina, they're storming their way back, baby. Chapel Hill's going crazy, baby. The Dean Dome is going crazy, even though they're not in the Dean Dome. RJ Davis, he's got it to one, but they're reviewing if it's an offensive foul.
Yeah, I don't think he even touched him. Did he touch him?
I don't think so.
I don't think he did. I think he sold it, and he sold it late.
Might have grazed him a bit.
No, you might have to throw him out for that.
that's a penalty. A flopping
What are
penalty.
You doing?
That's a flopping call.
What are you
call
doing with your hands?
When you get them for flopping.
Stop doing that.
Feels wrong, huh?
It does not feel okay.
It's a signal.
As a matter of fact, it's invisible.
Yeah, go
what
ahead.
You
take that one.
That's the signal. That's the signal. It was a flop. Ole Miss trying to hold on. They're up by 3. 109 to go. 66-63. Diaper Dandy.
I don't know.
Even though he's not a freshman, he's like a fifth-year senior. He's a COVID senior, baby.
Oh, he's really selling it. He's got the tissues up his nose and everything. Man, he is selling it. We'll come back. I want to watch this again.
Oh.
Maybe he did. I don't think he did. Did he? Are you sure? I don't think he did. He didn't even reach for his nose. I'm calling Cap. Oh.
And he got her. Oh, yeah, he got it.
I don't think so.
Oh, he got it. Did you see that, Jesse? He got it. The right elbow. Right elbow.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Elbow smacked him up. Oh! Now the right elbow, I'm just seeing it again.
Oh, yeah, he got him. He got him.
Elbow got him.
All right.
He caught that one.
It was Ron Artest against James Harden, but he got him.
That was crazy by Ron Artest.
We'll come back. It is 66-63 here. North Carolina down by 3 at the line with 69 seconds left. Matter of fact, why don't we just stay here? Stay here for this. Yeah.
We're doing like the gold medal game, RJ Davis at the line. It's a two-point game.
Yeah, it's a two-point game.
Ole Miss needs a bucket right here.
68
I
seconds.
I think if Ole Miss doesn't score right here, North Carolina is at the very least going to tie this game.
Yeah, we might have something. We might have something here. Oh, they'll lose their mind if North Carolina wins this game. Oh, they look a little scared.
Uh-oh.
Ole Miss.
Bang! Bang!
Bucket. 69-64. Alex Caruso. 52 seconds left.
It's boy cold. I'm trying not to. Number three cold. He called. I've seen him play a couple times. I don't know his name.
All right. This could take 40 minutes. Let's take a break. It's D-Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. And what he's talking about, North Carolina, they tried to come back, but it fell short, baby. Ole Miss, they're doing their thing. They're dancing in Ole Miss. The Running Rebels, that's UNLV. But I'm talking about the Rebels in Ole Miss. They're going to the round of 32. It's not the Sweet 16, but they're winning 71-64 over North Carolina. West Virginia, they're probably happy. The Mountaineers. Geno Smith, let's go.
Thank you, Dickie V.
I just glanced down. I get alerted when Sean Cunningham tweets, and he just tweeted clapping hands emojis, and I realized it's just because North Carolina lost.
Oh, well.
I love that level of petty, though. It's solid. Where is this video that you tagged me in? Oh, here it is. Okay, I got it. Oh, okay. All right, now I'm annoyed 2 seconds in, and I'm turning it off. Give me a break, man. These dudes.
This guy talk about he doing all this at 3:13 a.m.
Get out of here, bro. Man.
Stop.
Paying something off from earlier this week, Tyler Jennings says the Paul Skeens card went for $1.1 million.
I saw that. I meant to, thank you, Tyler. The description of that was very odd. That is the highest selling modern baseball card that's not Mike Trout.
It's a lot of.
Did I understand that right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yes, that's how I read it as well. So it's the second highest modern baseball
really card. Really NFLing these numbers right here.
It's just the second highest selling baseball card.
Well, is it history. One Mike Trout card? So, one of one. Too, oh, so maybe it is. Oh my God. A one of one Trout rookie card sold for $3.9
million. Wow.
It says then the most expensive card of all time. Well, what's the most expensive card of all time?
Honus.
Yeah, Honus Wagner was always a thing growing up.
That's still a thing? Most expensive, I guess, baseball card? $3.5 million. That's crazy.
That brings up, I got a question. Is Mike Trout, is his career turned into a disappointment?
This Mickey Mantle joint sold for $12.6 million.
Yeah, that's number one.
Gosh.
I would say no. Like, what more could he have done? I guess he could have left, but.
Yeah, I mean, we.
Like, it's baseball. It's tough. Like, he did everything he could, I'm sure.
We literally haven't seen him in, what, 3 years?
Feels like it.
Some of us have never seen him because he plays for the Angels.
There's that.
Mike Trout, he was. There was talk of him being the greatest baseball player ever.
This is hilarious. I pulled up his stats, and I realized I can't read baseball stats anymore.
Yeah, all of the wars up there.
Yeah, they're all of these things that
I don't.
Give
me the batting average, the hits, and the RBIs.
What are we doing?
Give me the old school baseball card joint so I can understand what's going on here.
How many ribbies does he have? How many stolen bases? How many home runs and hits? That's it.
That's it. What's the batting average?
Exactly.
He played 29 games in 2024. He played 82 games in 2023, 119 games in 2022, then 36 and 53. So he has played very little baseball over the last five seasons.
This is a trip in itself. He's already been in the league 14 years. If we were guessing, yeah, I would have said like 7 years.
Yeah.
14-year career already.
Yeah.
He is 33.
Been an all-star a billion times. Never been an
three-time MVP.
Yeah, he's the best player since Barry?
Well, I think Shohei's got him now.
Oh, okay, yeah, if you want to go there, that's fine.
He's the best player since Barry Bonds.
If it's not Shohei, then yeah.
He was that.
He was that, dude.
He was that.
Still is all time, but.
Okay.
Mm. Who do you guys, baseball here, done?
Well, who's better?
Peter Gammons here.
Shout out Peter Gammons. On baseball OKC. Tonight, Buster only here.
This is a weird plot twist.
We get baseball in Sacramento, and now all of a sudden,
and now all of a sudden,
we're playing will be the show tonight.
Who's better to you guys? This was always a discussion, but I today, Bryce Harper or Mike Trout?
Mike Trout. Oh, today?
Today, like
I'm taking like Bryce today.
So, well, I'm saying like three, four years ago, it was Trout's got him, but we've seen how the career has played out. He hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Are we talking? At this point in like right now, or just overall? Like overall,
just
better
overall,
players.
Overall.
Oh, Trout's better. Mm. Yeah, Trout's better. Bryce lived up to his hype too, but Trout's better. If I had to pick one for my team right now to come play, yeah, I'll take Bryce.
We're going old school.
It's 8-time All Star versus 11-time All Star. Mm. 2-time MVP versus 3-time MVP.
more
rookie of the year versus rookie of the year.
They both lived up. Bryce was like from high school. He's kind of like Zion of baseball.
He got the chosen one moniker, didn't he? Didn't he get the LeBron cover?
He was the one. He was the one, and he's lived up to it. Mike Trout, we're going old school here. That's how we do it.
We're going baseball. This is wild.
Yeah, we're kind of stuck. Like, well,
this is crazy.
378 home runs, .299 batting average, 954 RBIs for Trout.
This okay.
Bryce Harper, 336 home runs, .281, .976. This is really close. Like, these guys are amazing.
Is the question close, who's better?
Yeah.
I'll take Trout still.
I can never. Bryce got one, right?
He
got one with Phillies,
I think.
Because he missed it
with
Washington. I mean, does that matter at all?
For me, no, because it's too tough. Like, Barry never. Oh, he got to a World Series
The Phillies didn't win. He got to the World Series.
So he didn't win?
He didn't win it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he got one, but okay.
He got to the World Series.
I think I wanted him to get one. Because he missed the one.
And no ring for Bryce.
He was amazing during those playoffs, though. Like, he hit the game winner in the NLCS to get them into the World Series. He did some other stuff in the divisional round. He was fantastic.
It's been a while, and this guy's not really popular around these parts anymore. But Farhan, who do you think is better?
Well, let me see here.
Are you doing?
I go into the numbers. Let me see what the numbers say. We've got this is one of my favorite stats. The aroba, that's Bryce Harper. He's one of the great robos ever. And the robats is also something that Bryce Harper does extremely well. And that's one of the reasons why I say he's the best. When you look at Mike Trout and you look at his aroba, his aroba is good, but it's still not on the level of Mike Trout's. And his Rabat is also pretty good. But when you look at his Rabat Plus, that's when things change. And to be honest with you, his Vizorp is not the same as the same Bryce Harper as his Vizorp.
The hell was that, Farhan? Okay. Last laugh at the end. evil. That's Farhan's evil laugh because he pulled one over on the Giants.
All right, man.
Don't do that. Look at, they're all happy.
No one's happy.
Look at, everyone in the chat house is so happy. Look at the skull, the Chris.
Okay, they're part of the problem.
This is the people show.
It's not me. It's Farhan. It's not me. It's Farhan. Man.
What was the question? Who had a better career?
Who's better?
Like,
who's the better overall player?
Point before Mike Trout had to deal with injuries.
Does anyone think Mike Trout will be back to this caliber of a player? Like, it's five seasons. He's played
33 years old.
He's played basically, what was the number? 112? I think I closed that tab out. I think it was 112. That's the most games he's played since 2020 in the last five seasons.
Did they ever talk about Bryce like they did Mike? Bryce was always like great, one of the best players in the league. But like Mike Trout was like, oh, this might be the greatest baseball player of all time. That's
true. You know what the difference was? Bryce was an ass. Like Mike Trout was the little.
It's a clown question.
Humble, it was a little humble. Oh, what a nice guy. He doesn't really say much. Bryce was like, no, look at me. I am the chosen one. I'm him. Yeah. And you know how people feel about that.
Yeah. And Bryce has kind of settled down a little bit over time, and they love him in Philadelphia.
Well, he's 33, 32 now. Like, I'd hope he settled down a little bit.
He's 32. Yep. Like you said though, Jesse, they both lived up to it, man. They're as advertised. Mike Trout, like you said though, at one point was they're like, yo, we're watching the best baseball player to ever play.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, settle down, show some respect, but the boy's cold. He is the truth. When he had that
He was cold.
Yeah,
now he is cold.
He's cold, dude.
Colder than Ted Williams' head.
It's true.
Did we determine whether that was real?
No, yeah, it was real. It was real deal. Yeah, they burned him. They cremated him.
Okay, now he's unfrozen.
Yeah, he's cremated now. Yeah, now that was real, though.
And Walt Disney's not frozen. Is anyone frozen?
I'll look to see who's still frozen.
All right, thank you. Google that.
Well, who's still frozen? What celebrities are still frozen?
Okay.
While we're here, nobody asked for it, but I'll ask the question anyway. Anybody want to take any guesses on the nicknames for Mike Trout and Bryce Harper?
Nope.
Did anybody know their nicknames?
I don't even think I knew.
Nickname for Bryce Harper?
I don't even think I knew Mike Trout had one.
And Bryce. So Mike Trout, he's the Millville Meteor. Because he's from Millville, Pennsylvania.
It's an awful nickname.
And his other nickname is Kid. It's a true story.
I'm not calling him that.
K with, I'm not, it looks like him. Five I's and then the D.
I'm not.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I was looking at frozen people. It's Fly.
You.
Yeah, you've had a tough week.
You've had a terrible week.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Hey, boss,
you're
boss,
one of the
bro.
Leaders of this league as well.
You have had an awful week.
Boss, man, come on.
So,
No. Johnny G brings up a great point, because this is the second time you've done this. You put this weird inflection on certain words that makes it worse.
I was spelling it out, and then that's what happened. Mm-hmm. That's all that happened, man. So, yeah, I'm not calling him Kid.
So,
but Bryce Harper, he's got a few.
Ted Williams was the most frozen, most famous frozen person of all time.
Yep.
But we do have a list of future people who want to be frozen.
Huh? Okay, all right.
Seth MacFarlane, Family Guy, if you've heard of him. He wants to be frozen when he dies. Okay. Steve Aoki, I think that's the DJ guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see, anyone else that you guys would know? That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah. What's,
do
what's
any
the
of
thought?
Us want to be frozen?
No, I'm cool.
What's the thought? Like, you get frozen and then they can bring you back when technology gets better or something?
Yes, they can thaw you out. And you could go seek revenge on the person who...
That would be terrifying. Like, you... Well,
what if you wake up and it's the apocalypse? Like, it's just people surviving off of nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, real quick. Did you see this guy was astonished that somebody turned their laptop on and off?
You talking about the dude in the lower left-hand corner? No.
Yeah. No. He was astonished.
Okay.
That they turned the laptop on and off.
No, okay. Yeah, what if you get de-thawed and this is happening? Do any of us want to be frozen?
No.
Well, I'm not I got to think about it.
See, if you're spiritual and stuff, if you get frozen, like, do you get to go to whatever afterlife, or is your soul stuck? Like, what's going on there?
Well, if you're frozen, here's the part that confuses me. If you're frozen, aren't you, you're still dead.
Yes.
Technically, but you can't be brought back, I'm assuming.
That's my thought.
Well, then that's the hope.
Well, no, they cut Ted Williams' head off. What was the plan there?
Well, that's also,
well, they were going to attach it to a younger body so he could go 400.
You don't have to dismember me, but that was crazy. But that's what happened. And
somewhere Jazz is going, we'll freeze your head, pal. Don't worry about it.
You imagine Get Out is based on Ted Williams?
Oh, man. that's what happened in Encino Man. Remember that movie?
Yes.
The caveman was frozen.
Is that Pauly Shore?
That's Pauly Shore.
Hey, shout out.
And what's the tall dude's name? Brendan Fraser.
That's good.
I've seen Encino Man.
Good knowledge. So yeah. So
are you aware of who Pauly Shore is?
I know he's Pauly Shore. I've never took a deep dive into his life.
It's why the fact Pauly Shore was a thing.
Yeah, no, I know. I know that. Like, MTV,
I think he started.
Like
he was an MTV personality.
Yeah, I know all that stuff. He looks like he's been through it a bit.
He was famous, like Cyndi Lauper. I mean, she was probably more famous, but like
Cyndi Lauper was definitely more famous.
But I'm saying, like, Reese would have never heard about Cyndi Lauper, and she was a megastar.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say Pauly Shore was a megastar, but he was a star.
He was a star.
And these nobody.
No one's quite sure how or why, but he was.
Yeah,
a star.
I don't understand.
Charisma is a VJ.
Sure.
Like he wasn't a massive movie star.
He just
was he?
No, he couldn't act.
He parlayed.
He
a
just
VJ
had weird little. He just did little like. Yeah, buddy. He just had weird little catchphrases and people bought in on it. And salute. But yeah, that was Pauly Shore.
So I think that would be terrifying. Like,
Pauly Shore
died,
is the equivalent of like a TikTok influencer today.
That's exactly
what that's what he is. Yeah.
If I passed away, they froze me, And then no, I just Kenny, wake up. I just wake up 75 years later. I'd be terrifying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if you wake up?
You don't know anybody.
Like,
what if they sent the nukes off? And it's like, now it's just whatever's left.
What if they programmed you, too?
Wow. Oh, Kenny the robot?
What if they thawed you and Donald Trump out at the same time?
Oh.
Y'all just woke up next to each other.
Take me out.
Now I'm going to go back.
And I was or just put me freeze me again and wake me up at another time. Don't I'm going back to bed. freeze me back to, you know, being frozen. I'll wake up another 50 years later.
Have we Googled yet why do people want to be frozen?
Michael Jackson wanted to be frozen at one point?
I didn't hear
that. Or was that a myth?
I don't
Well, if he did, they didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, we know that.
Did you see Paris at that fashion show?
Paris Hilton?
Michael? Paris
Jackson.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
One, she is stunning.
How old is Paris?
She's 26 now. She wore, so she got a lot of attention because she wore a sheer top. She did not have anything underneath it. And so it created like social commentary. It was fascinating to read. It was very interesting. But yeah,
like people saying like this is good or bad or.
Well, again, it's right sheer. So you see through it, right? Yeah. It's black, but you see her body through it.
Right. I think I'm looking and at it right now. It was black.
Yeah. And the question, you know, the commentary becomes, well, what's wrong with it? And essentially, they're just boobs. What's the big deal? And that's what I'm talking like Vanity and like all of these publications were writing on this this sheer top and this approach to wear nothing underneath it. And all I kept thinking was, is she the first person to do this? I don't think she is.
No.
But there's no pasties. There's no nothing. She just wore it and it created like, and I'm not talking social media stuff. Right. I'm talking like 3,000 word articles.
All right, guys.
But my first thing was, oh my God, this girl's 26 years old.
That's crazy. She wasn't the one that he had over the balcony, huh?
That was Blanket.
Blanket.
That was Blanket.
That was kind of crazy.
I can't remember what Blanket's real name is, but it wasn't Paris.
His dad called him Blanket. I'm going to call him Blanket.
Mike, you didn't have to do that.
You freeze yourself too, by the way, in hopes that science develops and they can revive you one day and cure you.
It says, is this an AI response? Nope, this is an actual response. The potential benefit to society is the prospect of immortality.
Okay.
Can I be honest with you? The prospect of living forever doesn't sound appealing.
No.
Yeah.
Why would you want to live forever?
Like, would I be too? Like, how am I moving at 200?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm frail like that, like, nah.
Like, I'm questioning how I'm going to move at 60.
You got to depend on someone at like 96, probably.
Yeah, no. If I'm frail, that's not appealing at all. But if I can take some steroids, and at 90, I'm able to move well.
Yeah, but we can barely afford eggs. How are you going to be able to afford steroids?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Could you imagine, like, the best thing to come out of cryogenic freezing is just 20 more seasons of Family Guy because Seth MacFarlane got frozen? Man. Like, that's what we did, guys. Seth MacFarlane's still here.
Can we unthaw Wilt Chamberlain and maybe he could play center for the Kings?
Somebody.
Somebody should have froze Wilt Chamberlain.
Man, I should have thought about that. I found Blanket. He doesn't look like Mike at all. Paris kind of looks like Mike.
What's Blanket's real name?
B.G. Jackson. I Googled Blanket Jackson.
Oh, his name is this right? His name is Prince, too. Prince Michael Jackson II. Her name, I think, is... Oh, no. Yeah, it's Prince. It's Prince in Paris.
There we go. There we go. He doesn't look like...
I forgot how many kids Michael Jackson has.
The Paris kind of... I could see it. I don't really see it with Prince.
Oh, wait. Beachy's a different kid.
Oh, it is? Well, no,
Prince Jackson. There's a B.G. Jackson.
Prince Michael B.G. Jackson II.
Which one is Blanket?
That's a good point. This isn't blanket. I don't know.
No. I want it.
I don't know.
No, there's two. Okay, so it appears there's two Prince.
Yeah, blanket there's is Prince Michael Jackson the second.
And then there's Prince Jackson.
Yes. Yes.
How ironic that Michael named his son Prince.
Prince the second now goes by BG.
And the only one that actually looks like Michael is Paris.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I got questions.
What do you think that's like? Like, I couldn't imagine like just being related to someone that famous.
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to say BG and Prince can probably skate by and no one would notice.
I was just about to say, like,
Paris cannot.
You don't think they're famous enough where like crazy stalker fans and all like know those kids?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like, yeah. Michael Jackson fanatics absolutely know what they look like and where they are, for sure.
But if BG and Prince came in here right now, I would not.
They'd be fine.
Yeah. Like, all right.
They'd look like Seth's friends.
Did you win Insider City?
Yeah, this is pretty much like, do we need to
whose kids are at the snack shack again?
But Paris cannot escape too late.
I wouldn't notice Paris either. Like, I might now.
No, you would notice. You wouldn't notice her.
Like, if she just walked in by herself.
Like a supermodel.
But I wouldn't know she's Paris Jackson. I'm not saying it's like she's not beautiful or nothing, but I wouldn't know. I didn't know what.
Would you think she was somebody?
It depends on how she came in, right? Like, if she came in that black outfit, well, okay, yeah.
If she shows up courtside next to Vivek,
I would think she's somebody.
Because Blanket and Prince, they look like they just move about life.
Vibes.
Prince definitely living off vibes. What does Prince do? He's a producer, a director, a screenwriter, and an actor. All right, pal.
Remember, so
what does the other one do? He's a producer and a director. All right.
So did he have any kids with Lisa Marie?
No, he only had kids with Debbie.
Mm. Okay. All right, Mike.
Lisa Marie passed away, didn't she?
I think she did. Yeah. R.I.P. That was interesting when they got together.
That's a word for it. Yeah, she did pass away. She passed away in 2023.
That was interesting.
Can you make stars as big as Prince and Mike were now? Because the way everyone talks about them, it's like, that's not... maybe Taylor Swift.
It's a little different, but I think Beyonce and Taylor are
yeah, those are two. Are those are two massive, massive stars. Yeah.
Are they comparable, though?
Yeah.
Are Mike and Prince like on a different level as far as like how they were?
I'll always feel like Mike is on a different level than anyone else, including Prince.
Yeah, I don't think Prince was on Mike popularity.
Like worldwide, yeah, I don't think there's ever been a star the level of Michael Jackson.
Mike is there. As crazy as people go for Beyonce or Taylor, that's 60% of what it was for Michael Jackson.
Like, if Mike, I go, I don't think it's that low, but I'd actually put Taylor and Beyonce maybe in Prince in the same category. They might be a little higher than Prince, but I feel like Mike is by himself.
Yeah, I think they're a little higher than Prince. I think Mike is, I mean, they always go to the people passing out at the show. Mike's hysteria was crazy.
That Dangerous tour where he pops up from the bottom of the stage and just stands there.
Yeah.
And they scream for 10 minutes. And then he takes his glasses off and they scream for 10 more minutes.
Mm. Yeah, Mike was.
I feel like today they'd be like, "Hey, Taylor, come on, man. Like, is she okay? Somebody film this for Instagram. Taylor's having a breakdown." They wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, they wouldn't even know. They wouldn't even be clapping because they got their phone in their hand.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually wish I had seen Taylor this past year. I would have liked to, like, because I like shows. I like concerts, mm-hmm. and like, I know she had one of the biggest tours of the year, maybe the biggest tour of the year, and I think they were at Santa Clara.
Yeah, they were in
there.
I wish I had gone. I regret not going.
I don't know, man. Like, I like shows too, but
I wouldn't know her songs.
That's what I don't like. Like, I'm just gonna be sitting there for 3 hours.
Nah, you'd be vibing to the music. She's a performer. I don't think you'd be bored.
I might be because I when I go to the shows, I want to sing along. I want to be able to sing along.
I just want to be able to like feel it. If I feel the music, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I've gone to shows. I haven't known the words to the songs. I've been to country shows. Like, oh, it's vibes.
What are country shows like? Country music is just not my bag. That's the one.
The only country artist I think I've ever seen. Only country artist I've ever seen. No, I've seen two. One was Keith Urban, but I wasn't really watching the show. That was at Thompson Bowling Arena at University of Tennessee.
Okay.
And then that was when Pat said, "Hey," Pat was upstairs. She yelled down, "Hey, y'all want to go to the Urban Meyer concert?"
Urban Meyer.
And we looked at each other. And we're, "Coach, you mean Keith Urban?" "Did I say Urban Meyer? Yeah, let's go to the Keith Urban concert." And the other one was Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney was always cool. Like his is like, I think it's called New Country. So it's country music, but it's not like super slow and like drowned out. There's like a rock element to it. Mm. So if you just like music, you can like kind of get into it. And I was with people who loved it, so it was fine.
Yeah. Shout out country.
I don't know that we need to go that far, but it was fine.
No, shout out country.
Shout out 50 Cent. Well, concert I've ever been to.
Now, if you go to a country concert outside,
that's what I'm just saying. Shout out country.
Stephen Brown. If we give away Golden Sky tickets ever again, Stephen Brown on the house.
Well, Stephen Brown's probably the only guy like on our audience that like bids for those on this show, like goes for the contest.
Hey, oh, yeah. But I'm telling you, we out there now though. The big thing right now is they got this line dance that's going crazy. They doing it everywhere.
Hmm.
They doing it everywhere. The girls get their fans, they be having their boots. Like it's popping. I think that's gonna be big this summer. We gonna be
country line dancing,
yeah.
Okay,
in our streets,
we'll go
in our streets, and it's more so probably like our age.
So
group.
What's the country element? Shaboo, like is it?
I don't even know what's on there. There's a song. There's like a.
I know Kane. Is it Kane Brown? Kane Brown is a country artist.
There's like a TikTok song that they play a lot.
Okay,
there might be more songs too, but I know to this little line dance. They be on that song heavy, and yeah, they out there.
Okay,
they out there. They ready. They ready for the summer. They ready for the spring and summer, boy.
All right, man. Yeah. Just ask Stephen Brown what outdoor country concerts are. He'll know.
Yeah, Stephen Brown. This one, what I'm talking about, it ain't for you, Stephen Brown.
A little too dark.
It ain't for you, big dog.
A little too dark. A little too tall. That's tough.
I'm too tall. Like, he didn't go.
What happened?
Damn. Stephen Brown's just trying to enjoy his Friday.
Stephen's fine. Stephen out there living his life. He is happy as can be.
Hey, this is a quick swerve, but I did hear something I wanted to.
I think I'm just gonna ban James from Fridays because this always winds up the best part.
This
of
is pretty
week.
Chill, huh?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something real quick? Because
James would be bitching about something right now.
I'm curious about what you guys think about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing Shedeur Sanders to the Browns. Do you think that's a good fit for him? And do you think they let it happen? Like they talking about Deion.
They need a quarterback. They need a quarterback right now.
If I'm Shedeur,
if
I'm Shedeur, like I can buy into Cleveland, but like I don't ever want to hear Deshaun Watson's name again.
Well, give me the thought process of why Prime, I'm assuming, would fight this.
Cause it's Cleveland. You
but
know what I'm
Cleveland
saying?
Didn't do anything wrong in this situation. Like Cleveland's not the Jets.
Right, which
they bet on a quarterback and they lost.
They've almost always lost though.
Yeah, there's still an aspect. I think it's still the Browns.
I think he would.
I feel like the Browns for the last Baker obviously. Like, I feel like there's been a lot of talent on the Cleveland Browns team. They blew it. They just, in probably the most catastrophic miss in NFL history, they missed on Deshaun Watson. And I would have taken the same gamble.
I agree.
Like, if you had laid out Deshaun Watson's career during that Houston sabbatical, going to Cleveland, there's no way. Like, he was one of the top three best quarterbacks in the league the last time he was on the football field.
That's facts.
He's unplayable now. Nobody could have predicted that.
Career's probably over.
I mean, it almost certainly is over. Yeah. And, I mean, it's made worse by the money. Like, that one-of-a-kind contract, it's made substantially worse by that. And, you know, obviously the production with that. If I'm prime, mm-hmm. I'm not blaming Cleveland for that. Mm. I'm looking at Myles Garrett. I'm looking at a solid leadership council. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I wouldn't hate it.
Would you be
and
okay?
And Stefanski's the coach, right? Mm-hmm.
Would you be okay if you went to the Giants?
No.
That's the other rumor. Is
no.
The Giants.
I absolutely would not be okay if he went to the Giants.
If they think Cleveland is going to get him, they might go up and get him.
Nope. If I'm Deion, I'm absolutely not okay if he goes to the New York Giants.
So is the idea in this that Cleveland passes on Cam Ward?
No.
Or he just goes one and Abdul Carter, the one that kind of, not slides, but.
Is Cam Ward the universal one?
It's pretty clear.
The universal is not the word I'm looking for. What's the word?
Consensus.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right now, yeah.
There was some, you know, back and forth. But the guy from Penn State, he had a foot injury.
Yeah, Abdul Carter. I don't know if he needs surgery for that, though.
I think he doesn't. But as time has gone on, it's going to be Cam.
Hmm.
And in some form or fashion, it's going to be Cam first for sure. But then Sanders, Hunter, Abdul Carter, first four. But
Travis.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's if the Browns take Sanders at two. If they don't take him at two, he could fall.
Huh.
Coming to Miami, should we?
So, like, fall?
They say, yeah, maybe early second round. Maybe somebody trades up in the middle of the first round to go get him. Because there's a combination of the whole Deion aspect of there's places that he just ain't going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we're not even going to bother. That we've already been told he won't go here. So there's that. And then quarterback need and all this other stuff. It's not necessary. For some people, it is a little bit like, oh, we don't think he's good enough. But some people are looking at it's not that he's not good enough. It's circumstantial.
I could see him falling out the first round.
Yeah.
After they
explained it, the way they explained it, like between him saying I'm not going to go, not saying, but like putting out there I won't go certain places and quarterback need.
So Geno has shut six down.
They're saying Jeanty going to the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're the Raiders, you can get your guy in the second round if he's there.
Yeah, they're saying Jeanty.
Huh.
Jeanty.
All right.
I just thought it was. I want to know.
Interesting. I wouldn't fight Cleveland at all if I'm Deion Sanders.
And that's what they've said
wouldn't
too.
Fight
they
that at
they
all.
Said that would be a place to prime.
I think I actually, okay. And I think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. Right. Go ahead, Jesse.
Like looking at now, like Shador, if he doesn't go to the Browns, I don't know if he goes to the Giants, maybe the Saints, but other than that,
yeah,
there's not like you can probably. There's not really too many quarterback, like, super needy teams.
Well, and once again, if he's let it be known to the Giants, I'm not coming here.
And we don't know that that's happening. Right, right. That's what I would do.
Well, the word is there are definitely teams that have the idea that if you draft me, I'm not
coming. I can see Shador going 21 to Pittsburgh.
That'd be a steal for them.
Your boy, a six-hour meeting with Pittsburgh today. What the hell were you talking about for 6 hours?
Oh, we got 2 minutes, by the way.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, 6 minutes is more than enough.
Look, the contract offer has been made. You just either sign it or get out of my face.
Speaking of,
I would have given anything for Pittsburgh to just tweet right now. Never mind.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you guys can see Lamar Jackson tonight.
I saw that.
Yeah, man.
What?
Raising Canaan, Lamar Jackson in the building.
Really?
Yeah. I'm watching. Okay. I want to see who he is.
That Instagram caption was very marketed ad type, though. You didn't type this at all, Lamar.
Lamar on Raising Canaan. I got through this. I almost feel like I have to start over.
Hey, it's the second episode.
I watched the second episode and was like,
I thought right. we were moving.
No, I didn't think anything was wrong with it. I feel like I spaced out and just need to start over. There's nothing on tonight. I got nothing. I have absolutely nothing happening tonight. Yeah. Maybe I just start over and do it again.
Kings win tonight? I mean, tomorrow?
Sure.
Yes. Do we know if Dame's playing? We don't know.
So we don't know if Dame's playing. Yeah, we don't know if Dame's playing.
We'll find out.
Go call Chris Haynes. He probably knows if Dame's playing tomorrow.
He probably does.
And truthfully, it doesn't matter to me if he does or he doesn't. Yeah. That doesn't change the way I feel about the Kings' prospects in this game. So this will be my answer the rest of the year. Well, the Kings went, I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea.
Game to game.
They're capable of winning every game they play. Mm-hmm. They're capable of losing every game that they play. There is no reason to feel any different than saying they might.
Yeah.
They might.
Facts.
We appreciate you for being with us, not just today, but all week. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you back here Monday, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, college basketball, baby!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.